to peace. Hello and welcome to episode 67 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. We work very hard to make it great.
For the last 2 years, we've done that. We've done that, yes.
Now, my question is, should we call them numbers still? Like, when we post it, should it be like episode 67?
What do you mean? Why not?
Because like sometimes I'll see these podcasts. I'm like, are they still doing podcasts? I'll look. It's like episode 176, such and such. I'm like, oh my god, they're still doing that show. You know, like it almost feels like since there's so many, there's less reason for it to exist. Does that make? I don't know if I just confuse people, but honestly, it gives me the impression that it's still dragging on. Like,
so we should just stop doing it. Sweet, I can get back to my homework. Yes, good idea, Ray. I like your thinking today.
All right, well, we are going to start off the show with a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-a remix. With a segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This episode's remix was submitted by Tristan. It's a remix of the Final Fantasy VII song, Let the Battles Begin, by Snappleman, called Full Frontal Assault. Let's hear a quick sample. To your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Is that fast enough? Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself. And that'll take us to our topic of the week. Tim, are you still doing homework over there?
No.
Okay, put the papers down.
So much work to do.
Tim.
The good news is my class is over in 46 and a half hours.
That doesn't mean you can still do it right now. We are on a show. People are listening. They need your monotone voice to be the balance against mine.
Well, what's our topic? We'll do it.
Well, it's the two-year anniversary of 2-Piece Start, man. 2 years doing this comic.
To the day.
Less than that doing the podcast. We really were a match made in heaven. You know that?
Well, according to the bonus comic today... We weren't quite the match made in heaven.
But. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the bonus comic. I kind of whipped that together while I don't know, it was late, okay? It was late. I was finishing up the Valentine's comic.
And
for some reason, that joke came into my head. I'm like, that just uses text balloons. I should do that real quick. And then I sent it to Tim as like a mystery joke. He had no idea it was coming. It probably scared him because I think that was the first thing you saw, right? It was the bonus comic.
I
hope this isn't it.
Oh, wow. Tim, I scrapped the Valentine's for this.
Well, for those of you who haven't seen the comic yet, should we do a live performance of what it said?
Sure. Okay. Thanks for the Valentine, Ray.
No, Tim.
You said straight.
No. Word for word. Not
okay. Okay.
Right. Monotone for monotone. All right.
Thanks for the Valentine, Ray.
Cool. Glad you liked it.
I'm already married, by the way. To a girl.
It's a funny comic. I won't lie. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. Now, how long did it take you to do that?
Oh, probably half hour.
Oh, it's not bad. So in a pinch, if we have about a half hour, we're like, crap, we didn't do a comic this week. We totally forgot about it. We have no ideas. It's 11:30 on Tuesday night. Ray, whip it together.
Whip it out? Okay.
No. Edit.
Drama style. Can we read it like a drama?
Like a soap opera. How about that? All dramatic. Thanks for the Valentine, Ray.
Cool. Glad you liked it.
There's something I must tell you, though. Something
Don't
you didn't
say.
Know. I'm already married. Da-da-da! To a girl. Da-da-da-da! What a reveal, huh?
You didn't see that coming that time. No one saw it coming. They had no idea what that last joke was going to be.
Nope. None.
I like girls, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
In case you question that based on Ray's late night humor.
It's Valentine's Day. Oh boy.
We need to get you a girlfriend.
We should. How much does eHarmony cost? What's the next
So if you're a reader and you're female and you're single, post
and
a
you
comment
like playing video games.
With your email address so Ray can start dating you.
Yeah, we could have like a dating segment.
There's a few commenters that post quite often that are girls.
Yeah, okay, they need to be over 18. We'll put that out of the way. Preferably over 21.
Yeah, let's hope.
I'm 21. About 38, so.
So preferably over 21, but it's not required.
But yeah, it's the 2-year anniversary. And and so far it's going. I mean, I can't believe it's been 2 years, honestly. Now, I think we've grown a lot in our comic style and our humor. Do me a favor, Tim. Go back to our very first comic.
Do I have to?
Yes. Now, the first comic was a joke that Tim had sent to me. Where you see that guy get famous for losing weight while playing Wii Sports?
Am I supposed to read this?
Yes.
I didn't know we were narrating our comics now on the podcast. Did we run out of good ideas?
No, read it.
Yeah, I know. He's got a book deal.
Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know, but there's got to be a way for us to get noticed.
Next panel. Scene change. Tim is bench pressing a PlayStation 3.
Need a spot.
Traitor.
That's good.
You think it's funny still?
I mean, it's simple. Very simple humor.
Because like, I don't like it very much anymore. I think it's kind of weak. It doesn't seem like our style of if we were to come up with that joke today, you know, like, would we veto it?
Well, yeah.
We've come a long
ways. We don't do Tim and Ray humor typically unless there's absolutely nowhere else to go. Or unless it's, you know, really related to something, some game or something current, you know. This
right.
seems a little, like, why are Tim and Ray in this comic? Just because we're two people.
I guess just introduce us. I guess the first thing we're thinking about was ourselves. How can we make ourselves famous?
Yes.
Let's start.
And we, 2 years later, have succeeded.
But yeah, like, 2 years, happy, good times. It's been a pleasure working with you, and...
It's opened, you know, some doors for Ray with special projects he's working on now. Secret special projects for the government.
Yes.
Redesigning Obama's logo, for instance.
He stole my symbol, I swear to God, he stole my symbol.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, I was also on the Spin Dash podcast with Jack Echidna, who invited me on.
Who's been a commenter, right? I mean,
yes,
I've seen that name around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he leaves good comments. It's Ray-approved comments. And I have to say, I'm very thankful for the commenters that we have at 2P Start. Because many of them have listened to it, and, you know, many of them haven't necessarily enjoyed the podcast as much as they were hoping to. But I would say, for the most part, many of them are focused on helping give constructive criticism to him. And he's been asking questions about, what do you think I should improve? And they've been nice enough to kind of give their ideas and the things that they didn't like about it and would need fixing. And I'm pretty happy about that, because it didn't just turn into this flame war of people, like, you know, screaming obscenities at him, you know? So I'm really happy that we have people who are very relational and can help a brother out.
Yeah, that's cool. I would say our podcasts have gotten better over time, right, Ray?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this wasn't the first podcast I had done, because I had done the Bobcast beforehand.
True.
Which is my own site. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that wasn't as good. I mean, you should listen to the, we should listen to the first episode of that one, right? With when I think
was
we
Elbitz
I think
we did.
We both reviewed Elbitz together, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We probably
sure,
laugh at that now, right? I should pull it up sometime.
I don't want to listen to
you
it.
We should play a sample here. Okay, so we're going to go and kick things off right now. Welcome to the first episode of the podcast, and I'm here with Tim Harding from PlayWii.com.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Tim. And Tim's a very special guest because I've heard that you've hosted around 300 other podcasts. Is that correct?
No.
No.
This is my very first, and hopefully not the last.
Wow, a lot's happened in 2 years, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, here's to another two, at least, hopefully.
Yes. That'll take us to Comic Talk. This week we had our Anti-Valentine's comic, which has been a mind-blowing success.
Actually, it's pronounced Anti-Valentine-ness. Anti-Valentine-NES.
Do you want to go another 2 years or not, Tim?
That's it. We're through.
That put you over the line, Tim.
That's
you just took it too far right then.
You've interrupted me one too many times, Ray. Yeah, this was a fun... First of all, thank you, Ray, for remembering to do the Valentines.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I would have forgotten. I think we've wanted to do this in the past.
Well, last year, obviously, yeah.
Honestly, it's... When a holiday comes up, I don't know why we don't always do some sort of holiday thing, because it's really an easy way... Not a cop-out, but it's an easy, like, theme, an easy start for a comic, you know?
Right.
Because any given week, if nothing special is going on, it's like, oh, what do we do this week? I have no idea. But when you have a holiday, it's like, sweet, we're doing Valentine's cards, and we're doing that every year from now on because it turned out awesome, you know? I mean, it took me a while to get any decent ideas. I just didn't... My first thought was, you know, Valentine's cards I see are really cheesy, right?
Right, because it's like, Scooby-Doo cards or something, you know? Like,
right. They always take the latest blockbuster movies and they turn them into Valentine's cards. So Iron right. Man, Transformers, you know, like, have a transformational Valentine. I don't even know.
Yeah, Iron Man is like, hope your Valentine's Day is a blast.
So I'm like, oh, that'd be good, you know, some cheesy ones. But anything I came up with sounded just so honestly cheesy and kind of cop-out and not the best humor.
It
you
seemed
know?
Like something that anybody else could do. And
correct.
And part of the thing at 2P Start here is we always think about what is it that we can do that would be unique that no one else would do. And people would, you know, that's the reason that people come to 2P Start is they do something no one else will do, is my hope at least.
Right. I came up with a couple that I liked, and one of them, they're the first two there, Toad's Sorry But Your Valentine Is Another Card, and then Kirby's Hope Your Valentine's Day Sucks, which I thought of, like, as I was falling asleep one night, and I couldn't remember it for, like, 20 hours, and I'm like, oh, man, what was that second one? Because I didn't want to propose to you the idea of an anti-Valentine's card if I only had one idea for it.
I hate that when we have some idea that's so crystal clear, like, oh, I'm never going to forget that.
Yeah.
Amazingly,
and then I
within
don't
an
write
hour,
it down.
I forget. I'm like,
yeah,
crap.
I hate that.
I knew I should have written it down. I didn't. That great idea is ruined.
But it did come back to me, and so then I'm like, okay, so yes, there is a theme here. They're kind of like negative Valentine's cards. So we'll go with that, and I think I had, what, four kind of
mm-hmm.
ideas?
Yeah, you had four total.
I had the
yeah.
Link
one of them,
those two.
Yeah, Link, Kirby, Toad, and then also you had a me one.
Yes.
Which was, I like me more than you.
Right.
And which is very funny. But eventually, when I was working on the cards, this was a very interesting process for me, because I was planning on just doing the normal 2P Start style with the white outline yeah. and, you know, drawing these characters in our usual style. And as I got going, I started working on the background first and, like, about the size the card should be. And I'm like, okay, I need to be thinking about how people can print these out. So I need to be making these in 300 pixels per inch, you know, and I'm like, well, if people are going to print these out, they should be double-sided because, I mean, we disagreed on this. All the Valentine cards I have ever seen are double-sided, and you fold them in half. And so on the top it says to, from, and then you open it up, And there's like a message inside. So then I was like, well, this is going to be a lot more work than I thought, making these things double-sided and making them so that people would be able to print them out. And like, yeah, how did I make a comic separate images so that people could print these? And I'm like, boy, I'm running into complications here. And then I was thinking about, well, if I were to go to 2P Start and see these things on the site, I wouldn't think about how I would want to print them out. I would think about, oh, I can email this real quick, or I can drag it up to Facebook, you know, and post it to my friend. And that's when I decided these should be completely electronic based. Since we're dealing with video game things and we're on the internet, and people who come to our site are generally more the nerdy kind. I apologize to all our listeners, but no, I don't. We're all nerdy. And it became a very electronic thing. So then I'm like, okay, these only need to be 72 pixels per inch, which is screen-based size. And then I'm like, well, then I should just make them pixel art, because if they're 72 pixels per inch and they're specifically for electronic display, I should do these in a fine-tuned pixel format. So I made like the Pixel 2P Start logo. I did some little diagonal lines and stuff to make it look crisp and clear. And then I'm like, well, now that it's all pixelized, I want to use 8-bit characters. Mm-hmm. But then it's like anybody could use 8-bit characters. So I kind of asked you that, like...
Yeah, and I didn't... First of all, I didn't want you to have to draw all these new characters and take all that time, but I also thought, you know, these characters are iconic as 8-bit characters, so I wanted you to use pixel art, but not just copy and paste from some game.
Right.
So, I said, you know, do something to it to make it unique looking, but still this, you know, the 8-bit character. So
I ended up pulling up Illustrator and recreating each of those pixel art things with square vectors. And I basically duplicate these squares and move them over and align them and everything and color them. And then I added gradient to the whole color. I would collapse all the colors together so that the one color would be a solid object with some stroke applied to it. And then I used our outside glow thing that we do in like a little drop shadow. And they did look stylized enough that it would be considered like a piece of art and not like copy and paste, you know. Because I always feel bad about doing copy and paste stuff for pixel art things. Whenever I can avoid that, I do. So, mm-hmm. So I think it's turned out very well. And, you know, people have really enjoyed it. It's doing great on the Joystick Weekly webcomic wrap-up so far.
Yep, looks like we're going to win that. And, yeah, and I also wanted to thank you for pushing me a little more for a couple more ideas, because eventually we had it down to the four, the first four. I came up with the Mega Man one a little bit later. And so we had those four, and we had the Mii one. But I'm like, well, we should drop the Mii one because it's not... I wanted to keep that theme, the NES theme, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then you're like, well, try to think of a couple more. And so then the Duck Hunt one came, and then the Kid Icarus one came, and those kind of went together really well, I thought.
Which was great, because I think then it became, even if you don't like the idea of us doing Valentine's cards, you still had a comic joke in there, which was those two panels interact with each other while still being their own separate thing. And
that was not intentional. I didn't think...
Really?
You know, oh, who's Cupid? Oh, well, Kid Icarus is like Cupid. I just, for whatever reason, started thinking about Kid Icarus. And then I'm like, oh, you know, he kind of looks like Cupid. Oh, and then the joke came, and then I'm like, then I said, how about this? And it was almost, I don't even know if I thought that they should go next to each other and they would interact. Like, I don't know if that just happened in your head. It's just kind of
happened. Well, I think once you put it down in an email like that and I just read it straight, I make the logical connection there. So, yeah, I had him face left. And so it became kind of that Patapon joke, you know, where it's like,
right,
the one Bond character killed the next dude, and he's holding the pat of blonde or whatever, and you know, so it's a joke within itself. I really like that quality. I think this comic turned out really well.
Well, and I'm glad we were able to make him emailable as well.
Yes.
Which was not the easiest thing to do.
Right.
I'll admit that took many, many hours for me to figure out. I had some code from Steve over from Dueling Analogs. He gave me some code that he wrote to allow people to email comics to each other, which I'd still like to implement on our site. But I kind of tweaked that for our uses. But he doesn't use like WordPress, so there was a lot. I had to change like everything, and so it was only kind of a little base to that. But it turned out good in the end, and I think people appreciated that they could actually share that with other people that maybe don't read 2B Start. So
Well, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Moonju7, who said, "Great cards, guys. This has to be one of my favorite comics, and I'm not one of those deluded followers you mentioned in the podcast."
Now, here's the thing about that. Now, I thought of picking that one, because it's kind of funny, because just because you say you're not one of the deluded people, right, doesn't mean you're not. And I'm not saying that he
knows
is,
he wants to be, though, right? Join us.
Say everyone said, "No, I'm not deluded. I think it's great." I'd feel no more confident.
I want to see like the battle between the deluded and the nons. You know, have them argue it out, join sides.
Well, there are some of our common commenters that I know are not deluded because they always seem to insult us in some ways. There's some that are like, "No, that wasn't funny."
Yeah, like there was someone who didn't like this comic this week, and that's fine. And I appreciate them for saying that.
But that in itself is funny to me, because it's like every week, it's like, "No, that wasn't funny. Why do you keep coming back? You hate all our comics." Nope, failed again.
It's kind of like these political websites I go to get a balance, you know? I'll read this one person's website every week, and I'm like, "Oh, this guy's an idiot." But I keep going back, and I'm like, "Man, I really wonder what he has to say about this," because, yeah, that sort of thing. And of course, we all know this is the number one place you go to for all of your political news.
Yeah, we kind of steer clear of that.
Which is good. I think one of these days we should have a podcast that's just totally not our podcast at all. We should just, like, go off on all these topics and just have people's heads spinning. You know, like, what's going on? Did I download a different alternate version? You know, like, it could be about politics or something, and we could just, like, rip on some random politician no one would know, or maybe someone fake, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just, like, just mess with people's heads for a week.
Yeah, just mix it up a little bit. Alright, well,
you don't have
all,
one
Ray,
picked out, do you?
No, I do. Okay. But before I go to that, a lot of people are very upset with you, Ray, because last week's podcast was short, and you didn't do a Musical Misfits. And every time you don't do a Musical Misfits, we get people that are rather upset. And I'll admit, people were mad at me, too, because I didn't have a Black Doom Award, which made it
That's
even
That's right. Yeah, and which one's more regular?
No
response. Good try, though, dude.
Here's the thing, though. People are upset with you for more than one reason over this Musical Misfit. Like, what is the definition of a Musical Misfit?
Yes, I will admit I probably made a little blunder with the Castle Crashers thing. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, did anyone really know that song besides the few people who played Castle Crashers?
Well, and here's the thing. You can't take for granted that people are still sending, on a weekly basis, suggestions for Musical Misfits.
Yes.
And that's pretty impressive since you don't even do it half the time.
Okay, yes.
And in the past, when we had like our contests, sometimes we couldn't even get anybody to guess for the musical contest.
That's true.
So
yeah, that's true.
We have it pretty good right now. We have good participation and
yes.
You know, I'm just watching out for the podcast.
And you know, like, I don't like to hurt people's feelings, but sometimes I won't choose a Musical Misfit because I'm like, I didn't think it was that fantastic. You know, I like how you thought it was great. I thought it was, you know, there's a standard of quality that I like to put on the podcast a little bit, you know, because it can't just be a free-for-all. Like, if you suggest anything, I'll put it up just because you suggested it. Like, it has to kind of cross a barrier for me. There weren't any good ones this week, but I have my own that I really like, so I would want to put that up. But I'm like, I don't want to do that every time, though, if I don't, you know, because I'm always going to probably find my choices better than what was suggested, so... but there is one after the podcast today, and it's not by me, so you guys can hang tight and enjoy.
Wonderful. Well, without further ado, my comment of the week goes to Steve-O's, who, after listening to the podcast last week, said, "Well, I didn't win the Wii, but I won a comment of the week. That's like 10 times better, right? Yay for my second comment of the week. And great podcast as usual. Congrats to the winners." Well, there's your third comment of the week. I thought that was pretty funny. Because comment of the week means more than a $250 Wii plus a game that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
That
so if
is
you wanna,
dedication.
So if you want to buy your way into a comment of the week, send your checks payable to...
Yeah, I'm very bribable. Just don't tell Ray we did this, you know? Well, on the topic of the Wii, there is a second contest, which I think is fair to announce at this point.
Really? Do I know about this?
Yes. No, probably not. I don't tell you these things.
Yeah, of course not. No.
No, the same deal. If the thing gets clicked enough, there will be a Wii given to a winner.
Really? Wow.
Yes. But this contest goes through March 10th, so we're in it for the long haul. You got to keep clicking away, I think.
Cause whenever you got a new computer, click.
Yes. Somebody that knows how to hack things should make some IP address switcher and just click away. Mm-hmm. But not so much that it's obvious.
Right.
3 million clicks! That would be a little too obvious. No, just kidding. But yes, we're going to do it again.
But seriously, if you can do 3 million clicks, go for it.
Do it. Wink, wink. You know, we can all hope.
Well, now we're ready for it. We're more prepared. Now that people know we can win a Wii off this stuff, you know, it is possible, they might be more interested in helping out.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, very cool. It's time for Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
And then clear your throat. Many two-piece start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading... Oh, I have the friggin' hiccups. What is going on? Hold on. No, this is the...
the worst thing that can happen to a podcaster.
A podcast. It'd
be better if you had a stroke right now.
But I would say it would probably be better if you had a stroke, but we all know how the single Ray podcast went.
Yeah.
Many 2-Piece Art fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
For shame.
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Alright, first up is Crab, who said, "Hey guys, I'm a longtime reader of your comics and a longtime listener of your podcast, but I'm just now choosing to rise from my grave. All your comics have been awesome, and it's pretty cool to have these cards for Valentine's Day. I'll be printing my girlfriend out the Toad one, as I'm pretty sure it's the only one she'll recognize the character on. Keep at it, guys." Why don't you read the other one?
Yes, before I do, I want to interrupt you. That reminded me of something. Good old Toad. You want to throw a picture up there, Ray? Because when Ray sent me the comic, the only thing I could see was Toad flipping me off. And I wasn't real comfortable with that.
With both hands. That's what I love the most.
Oh, yeah, the double flipping the bird.
Your princess is in another castle, biznatch, that sort of thing.
And I was like, great, why did you, like, change the actual 8-bit version to...
I know I wanted them to be angry Valentines, but this is crossing the line.
Yeah, come on, Ray. I know you're mad it's late, but come on. But no, that's, if you look at the real, you know, Super Mario Brothers 1, that's the sprite. But when he's that tiny, you don't notice it. And what it's supposed to be is, like, Toad is shrugging and you kind of see his thumbs sticking up. But, I mean, what's the difference between a thumb and a middle finger in 8-bit? It's right. The same length, right?
Right.
And then I started seeing all the characters flipping me off. I'm like, the dog. Definitely the dog.
The dog is flipping the bird. Kid Icarus is kind of flipping the bird.
Kirby would be, except he only has one digit.
Mega Man's doing it inside his gun. Finger. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Link's
so
doing it.
Glad we got rid of that.
Our other grave riser is Jay Bruner, who says, "Hi, Ray and Tim. I guess I'm rising from the grave. First time poster. But I've been reading 2-Piece Start since the Koopa Goomba Pokemon comics. I just got into the podcast about 2 weeks ago, and I've listened to them twice through at work. I've even convinced my brothers, staunch Sonic fans, I might add. They thought even Shadow was a pretty okay game. About a wonderfulness that is 2-Piece Start comics, the hilarious, well-written, and edited podcast. Black Doom Awards are now the highlights of my week. And even the informative and entertaining extras. Keep up the great work, guys. Okay, first of all, Shadow the Hedgehog is a horrible, horrible game. Okay.
Go back to your grave.
Go back to your...
we're glad you're here.
No Sonic fan if you say things like that. No, we're really happy to have you guys...
It's also
happy to have
nice,
Jay Bruner part of it.
It's nice to hear when people started reading, you know, the Koopa Goomba.
Yeah, what drew him in, yeah.
Godoink chimed in and said that's when he started reading. And
my question is, what more can we do to draw people into our podcast? Because I think they'll enjoy themselves. If they like our comics, they'll probably... Freaking hiccups.
They're taking over.
Well, it's time for the most haunted segments of our program, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Uncle Chuck. I mean, Black Doom.
Uncle Chuck.
My Black Doom Award goes to Sega.
No.
It's not the same thing, I swear.
Okay, because get your own Black Doom Award, buddy.
Sega's getting just railed for this. Two things, that is. All right, here's the thing. There's a game being shipped for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 called Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Ultimate.
And guess what game is not included? Sonic 3 and Knuckles. No, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, the combination. Like, in the Genesis days, when you bought Sonic and Knuckles, you could plug Sonic 3 into it. And then you could play through both games at once, collect the Chaos Emeralds and the Super Emeralds. You could do it as Knuckles. So you could basically access areas in Sonic 3 that you never could before, that were kind of always put there in preparation for Sonic and Knuckles. So they have Sonic 3 included, and Sonic and Knuckles, but not Sonic 3 and Knuckles, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
Now, the reason why this is so important is because Sonic 3 and Knuckles is probably one of the most loved Sonic game, if you can consider it one. I mean, people really loved the ability to play as like Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles through two games at once, collecting all these Chaos Emeralds and seeing all their different super forms. That was something that was really fun for everybody, and exploring all those new areas. And to call something Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection and not include that game is just horrible. And to make it worse, here's their reason why it's not included. To shore up the development time necessary to get lock-on to work in Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, we would have had to drop all of the bonus games from the disc. Faced with an either-or scenario, we chose to retain our title roundup in its entirety.
What?
Yeah, give me a break!
Wait, they couldn't have added any more games if they'd added that one game?
Because the development time was going to be that long?
The development time on a bunch of ports from a 15-year-old system?
Like, okay, I have a game called the Sonic Mega Collection, and it has that game on it.
It has all those games.
It has all of those games on it. I don't understand what the problem is here. That's a pretty freaking lame excuse.
Yeah, I'd say. That's sad. That's, let's say it for you. It would be nice to finally get, the Ultimate. If Ultimate is the biggest you can get, then it should have everything on it, right?
Right. And here's what's hilarious. Commenter Gerbilsoft on the Sega American blog even showed us how it can be done in just a few simple lines of code. Hey, Sega, wants to figure out how to lock on the Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles ROMs without storing an extra 4 megabytes of ROM image? Here's how. Super amazing lock-on ROM functionality. This would take Sega over 9,000 hours to write, but any half-decent programmer could do it in 5 minutes, and then he lists the code needed to make it work. Which, of course, you don't know for sure, but it... Ultimate. Well, you can't call it Ultimate. I don't understand that. How can it ever be the Ultimate?
My Black Doom Award also goes to Sega.
I wonder what it could be.
I don't remember how I came across... Oh, no, I do. I got an email. Two emails from Sega. same information in it. Which, I don't know how I'm on two mailing lists from Sega. I don't like Sega. Why do I have emails from them? But anyway, they told me about PlaySega.com, which is like an internet portal to play...
Wait. Hold on. This is not for Sonic and Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games?
No.
Wow. Okay, go ahead. Which, by the way, I'm going to I'm going to reserve any judgment on that game until I see gameplay.
Yeah, cool. Because what, that trailer video showed nothing.
And then I will most likely just... Right. So, it could be awesome. But yeah, well. The thing about the...
Yeah, if those are, you tell me those are in-game graphics, I'll say, yep, that's
Come
awesome.
On. It's a Sonic game. What could go wrong?
Step one, release a teaser trailer with no gameplay. Step two, gameplay is shown, hopes dwindle.
Okay, but seriously though, I'm sure within the first 10 seconds of me seeing gameplay, I'll be like, okay, this is horrible.
Of course.
But, until then, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm sure it's a wonderful game.
No, it's not about that. No, this is about PlaySega.com. And you know, you go to the site and you can play little Flash versions of Sega games. I'm like, that's a good idea, you know? And they're advertising Choo Choo Rocket and Sonic games and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, Ray, guess what? You can play Choo Choo Rocket online.
I do not believe that statement.
I'm like, no, seriously, you can play. I'm playing right now. Check it out.
And, and you can play other Sega games, too. And I'm like, okay, now I believe it even less.
Right.
And so you sent me the link, and yeah, sure enough, it's like, these are Flash versions. Like, this is not actually Choo Choo Rocket. This is, hey, look at our lame A version of Choo Choo Rocket on the web.
Which, you know, for Choo Choo Rocket, maybe isn't
the biggest
deal. Yeah, it works,
you know,
deal.
But it's like, yeah.
And I still think the idea is good. Like, get some of Sega's, you know, franchises, and there's like a little ring system where the more you play, the more rings you get, and you can, I don't know, do stuff with it. Enter cash prizes and stuff like that.
You can get hurt and you won't die.
Well, yes, that too. But, yeah, the game seemed a little bit lame, so Choo Choo Rocket was like, eh, it's okay. And then, you know, on the side, it's like, it has all these categories. I'm like, okay, Sonic games, cool. What Sonic games do they have? Oh, they have one, so I don't know why it's a category, first of all. And it's Sonic at the Olympic Games. And it's basically a clone of the mobile phone version I played at E4ALL.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah.
Which, again, was not Mario and Sonic Olympic Games,
just
Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, gosh, how good can this be? So I started playing, and I played the discus mode, and so there's
let us say this again. That cell phone game was probably more fun than the actual game itself, right? Mario and Sonic. I mean, we both agreed that when we were there, right?
Yeah, I think so. But, so here's the thing. I'm playing discus, right? So Sonic is tossing a discus. And I wasn't really sure how the timing worked, so the first time he didn't really throw it. The second time, I just, like, tapped it three times quickly. And so the little power meter only went up part of the way. And he threw it, like, I don't know, 29 meters. Like, okay, now this time I'm going to do it right. I did it perfect, okay? Full meter, done. Full meter, done. Full meter, done. I'm like, okay, how far is it going to go this time? 29 meters. I'm like, are you kidding me? I screwed up on purpose, and it gave me 29 meters. I did it perfect, and it's gave me the same distance. So, this, I mean, the web portal, crappy Sonic, I mean, I guess they really want you to know what Sonic games are like on the consoles by going to the website and seeing how broken they are there, too. But, I mean, the site is just not ready for prime time. All, like, half the categories have one game in them, so why is there a category? Word games, there's one word game. Sonic games, one Sonic game. Card games, one card game. You know, yeah, sort of lame.
Hey, you know what? It's quality over quantity, all right?
Yeah, if they had either of those things, I guess I'd be happy. And you mentioned how funny it was, how it looked like in the demo of the Sonic game.
Yeah, like there's a little video preview showing you what the game's going to look like. And Sonic's doing what, the triple jump or whatever?
Yeah, he's doing the triple jump.
So he's jumping three times, and when he lands on his final landing, he starts running and he just floats up into the air while running.
Yeah, I don't think... he's like running in midair, but he's jumping really high or something.
Like he's actually floating up past the screen, basically. It's like Sonic at the Olympic Games, right? I'm like... That wasn't, like, the game glitching out. That was, like, a video they took. It's, like, a promo. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Is the same so broken that the best video they can get is broken video gameplay? Like, jeez.
Yes. The answer is yes. You know what? Close down this site. Take any employees you have that are working on this and put them on your next Sonic console.
It would just be better if you laid them off, I think, you know?
No, this is Team Sonic at their best.
Like Yuji Naka said, I'm sure they're in fine hands over at Sonic Team.
Yes, exactly.
All right, and finally, we would like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Each week, listeners of 2B Start Live submit their favorite video game songs that have been lost in the shuffle over time. And if I'm nice enough, we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. This week's was submitted by commenter Napman1. The song is Rune's theme from Phantasy Star 4 on the Genesis. So that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.